We rolling, Justin?
We're rolling.
We rolling. All right, this is the Bromano podcast. We got myself, Anthony Romano, AJ, whatever. Fuck it. We got our first guest, Keith Amon here, you know?
What up?
Welcome him to the podcast. And then, of course, Clinton and Justin. They're eating some crazy-ass meal right now. Some sweet potatoes, some tacos, some stuff. Not paleo approved, but, you know, let it slip.
Pretty damn paleo. I mean, it's pretty close.
It's close. I mean, you got tortilla, that's wheat in there. Or it's corner. Or
two cows so. Just died because of meat.
Like corn. Yeah.
They're not grass-fed. You got cheese. That's not paleo. We'll let it slide. Well, they got sweet potatoes. They got some coconut.
I worked hard for it.
Yeah.
Gym.
So we're going to start out going over my blood work. I had it done like 2 weeks ago. My white blood cell count is down for some reason, but it's kind of always been like that. I don't know. When I went in there, my doctor asked me a bunch of stuff about like Africa and some weird stuff. He's like, it's like, so when did you go to Africa?
Does that fuck still pertain to things? Like, it's been 5 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, but I guess it's been, I've gone in before and my white blood cell count was low, but I don't get sick, you know, so it's kind of weird. So I have another follow-up with that. Everything, hemoglobin looks good, kidneys are good, my liver enzymes were up. This is not the right
drink,
coffee.
Keith? You okay, you want some drink?
You want some steak? There's a lot in there.
Yeah, apparently my liver enzymes were elevated, which he was asking me about. It could be from the creatine.
I think it's right here.
Oh, no, I'm just saying watch my plate.
Oh.
Sorry, AJ.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
He says it could be from the creatine, so I'm going to go off that and some other things. And so we'll see. But everything else looked really good. My triglycerides were the best they ever had been. All my cholesterol levels, my HDL was the highest it's been. It was actually low a couple years ago.
When was the last time you had your blood work done? Where are you comparing it to?
This is late 2011, and then one in 2009. Actually, two in 2009. In 2009, my HDL was low. And then it was good in 2011, but my LDL was the lowest it's ever been, which is good because that's the bad cholesterol. My overall cholesterol was better than what it used to be. So yeah, everything actually was good. My blood pressure last time I checked it was last time I went in it was too low or too high, but when I went in this time it was like 120 over 76, which is basically where it should be. I mean, that's normal levels.
Did your doctor say anything about your blood pressure when it was low or high?
He did when I went like 2 years ago. He mentioned it to me, and then I kind of researched online what to do to keep my blood pressure, like get it back to normal.
That's weird.
But I think a lot of it has to do with just being at the doctor's office and kind of being stressed, and you know what I mean? It's kind of like a unfamiliar environment. But so yeah, everything was really good. He just said get off the creatine for a while. Could be from the tribulus. I read some stuff that could increase liver enzymes. It could have been just from not drinking enough water, because I went in and like I had to sit around for like a half an hour before they took my blood. And when they were taking my blood, like, my veins were really constricted, and it was taking them a while to find the veins. So it could have been I was just dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was the update on that. I do have another blood test thing coming up. I don't know if he's going to do, like, a whole panel. I think he's going to do more concentrated on my liver stuff and on my white blood cell stuff. To hopefully I don't have hepatitis A or something. But I doubt it. I just think I think he just wants to order more tests so we can get that Skrilla, so.
Got Skrillex.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll update on that as it comes, but I'm pretty stoked about it. I mean, I feel good. Blood pressure's good. Everything's good. So.
You said you're going to do it again, though? Because you were kind of on that high-carb diet when you got it tested and everything.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't want to attribute having, like, better cholesterol and everything strictly to, like, the whole me going paleo or whatever. I ate, like, a lot of... I was eating, like, a high-carb diet, but it was mostly, like, fresh fruits and vegetables and stuff. Like, it was, you know, kind of like the straight vegan diet with no, like, processed food and stuff. So, but, I mean, leading up to it, I was drinking a lot of, like, coffee with coconut oil and stuff, and that wasn't affecting, like, you know, affecting it either. So, that's that. We'll update that on the next go around. I'm gonna be like strict paleo good diet up until then, so I think if we're gonna make a comparison, I think it'd be a good one to make.
When is that? When are you doing that?
That's in like 5 weeks, and then I have another one in like 6 months, basically. Mm. So
God bless Obamacare.
Don't get me started on Obamacare. Actually, let's get started on Obamacare. So, like, I used to actually be for it because, they extended it to where you could be on your parents for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was the only reason I really liked it. But there's actually, like, a lot of bullshit in Obamacare. Like, its intentions are really good. And I think
pork
that,
belly.
Yeah, but there's a lot of bullshit, like...
Well, that's how you get things done in Congress.
Another bullshit thing is, like, you have to have insurance, and you have to go to a qualified medical doctor, in quotations, who probably doesn't know that much about nutrition. I mean, they know...
The only doctor I go to
they
is
know how to prescribe meds. Huh? Just kidding. Whatever, I don't know the regular... But
just
apparently... Apparently, herbalists...
It's called tumbleweeds, medicinal.
Herbalists are, like, that's not... It's illegal to be an herbalist. Like, you can't...
Oh, so they're witches now?
Whatever. But, like, so you have to go to, like, an MD. You can't go to an alternative specialist and have that paid for. And you have to have
insurance.
I
understand, yeah.
I mean, its intentions are good, but there's a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, too. I mean, it's the first time a president's tried to make healthcare available to everyone.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not going to be fucking
yeah.
freaking.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Pampered.
I don't know what the costs are going to be, whatever, but I think people just really need
it. It does legitimately, though, get rid of old people. Like,
how so?
Like, their
population
Medicare and everything.
Control.
Yeah, it gets crappy. My grandparents are going through it, so we argue. I'm like, hey, I'm good. And they're like, we're not. We're dying. I'm like,
did you be like, let me introduce you to this paleo?
Exactly. Which brings us to our other point.
What?
Those old people would not be so bad. They ate right.
Exactly. We're not going to get too far into that. But diet, nutrition does play a large role. Obviously, I think it comes through my blood work. I'm the oldest I've ever been, the healthiest I've ever been. So, I think that's...
How much do you miss a Slurpee, though?
Not at all, man. Dude, I made the shake.
What's the biggest thing you miss? Like, one thing that I would give it to you.
Like...
No homo.
Like a burrito from, like a breakfast burrito or a carne asada burrito.
Okay.
That's one of them. I don't really think of it.
Like if I said, so you can have this.
A tortilla,
It is everything. This is
tortilla.
Paleo.
Yeah.
Steak, plus the oils. Plus the oils and it's like.
I want to go deeper though, like to like cheesecake or something. Like something that if I said, I was higher power or something. I was Harry Potter. I said, boom, I made this deal. I made this meal. It's totally good for you. Guess what? It'll get your muscles all big, and it tastes just like you wanted it. What would that food be?
Basically what I eat right now.
Wow.
It's kind of weird because, like, I was talking to Keith about it when we were having our shake. Like, when I was making it, I was like, dude, this is going to taste like ice cream.
It was ice cream.
It tastes like ice cream. Like,
what kind of shake do you guys do?
It was just...
It wasn't like chocolate ice cream, but it was...
Strawberry ice cream.
It was like fruit.
What'd you guys do?
Yeah. So it was just like two bananas, a grip of mixed berries, strawberries, protein powder. I didn't put any like liquid in it. It was really good. So like that, I mean, it tastes like ice cream. So there's like your sweet tooth ice cream thing. I cook like really good meat that tastes really good, or you have coffee with butter and coconut oil and it tastes delicious.
What if I can make Doritos, like, healthy? What if I made Doritos healthy? What if that was like...
I'd say, no, okay, one thing I really do miss is...
Mountain Dew.
Greek food.
Greek food?
Greek yeah, food? Greek food. Like a pita...
Yeah.
With tzatziki and that lamb. Oh, dude.
That's kind
of... I think everyone knows I dig the Greek food. All right.
Everyone who was in Vegas.
We all went to Vegas.
It's like that Snickers commercial.
Yeah, what was up in Vegas?
I was just drunk and I wanted some Greek food. Like, when you're drunk and you want something, you get it. You know what I'm saying?
That like, sounds kind of...
I think... Yeah.
I think it's hard to find Greek food after 10 p.m. like anywhere.
It was hard to find anything there.
Yeah, we ended up getting Cheesecake Factory, sweet potato fries. They were really good. But brings me to another point, which is like I don't like the idea of cheat meals because if you eat like food that's really good, you don't need cheat meals. Like every meal is kind of like a cheat meal.
Yeah, but I mean you can't make a Snicker bar.
Yeah.
Even better, a Snickers ice cream.
Oh no, I agree with you in a sense, though.
But, and also, like, people are like, well, I want to have that, whatever, I gotta indulge. But if you're eating with the right intentions of having good health, and then you have a cheat meal, you're just really cheating your health. Like,
I think it's
you
know
what I'm saying? If you eat really well, and then you eat a shitty meal, like a pizza, you feel like shit.
Yeah.
Like, you've never felt like shit before. And then it's kind of like getting drunk and being like, I'm never doing this again. And then doing it again a week later. And you're like, I'm never. So, and that's kind of where I got to the point where I don't need cheat meals anymore because it's like, I know what I felt like and I don't want to feel like that
anymore. I think it's more of like going out socially and having your cheat meal.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's more of it for me. Like, I'm not going to just like, hey guys, let's go home. I'm going to cook something, blah, blah. Which, you're right, I totally agree with you and Clinton, like, to come home and make a steak and make sweet potato or chicken and it tastes delicious, like, it's like, dude, but, like, sometimes, socially, that's why I was reading, like, something about, some guy said, like, don't plan your cheat meals, just let them come to you, like, if, like, say, Keith or you wanted to go out to Smashburger or something, I'm not going to be like, no, guys, I just had my cheat meal on Monday. I'll actually go out with you guys and have that in my cheat meal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've kind
of... No one invites me to dinner, so I don't have very many cheat meals. No,
well, I kind of don't subscribe to a lot of, like, social norms anymore. Like, I've kind of, like, distanced myself from the whole going out and eating thing. A, it's really expensive, if you think about it. And we can get into the math. We've done it in the sauna.
The math for you is different than other people because the way you eat. But in the long run, if you're an average person, you eat 3 meals a day, it is horribly expensive.
Yeah.
Steak
doesn't blow you as
fuck. It's like bubblegum steak. It is so raw.
It's so chewy.
And chewy.
It's good, though.
So,
yeah, that's my take on it. And, like, I don't like a lot of social norms because I think a lot of social norms are what create the problems. Like, people go out to eat, but most restaurants have really poor food quality. They use bad oils. You can't get, like, coconut oil or something that's oils that are defined.
Which I think will change for you just because we kind of have, like, a routine going. But once, you know...
If I'd start dating,
something,
but then
change.
Like, I was talking to Clinton. I mean, this isn't really Dan, but I was talking to Clinton about hanging out with my brother. He's like, "Well, why don't you guys just go to Starbucks and talk?" And it's like, "Well, why do I have to go to a place and pay another company to hang out with my brother?"
Because they put crack in the cups, dude.
Yeah,
no, those caramel macchiatos. Oh my god!
It's like I could. I need to make you guys my butter. My bulletproof coffee or whatever. And you guys need to taste it.
Does it have caramel in it?
No. You can bring caramel. It's grass-fed
local.
You
should,
No.
Grass-fed sugar.
I want to try your butter beer.
No, and like, I drink it in probably like 10 to 15 seconds, the entire cup. It's that good. Like, it
I'll have to try yours. I tried making some.
I don't think you brew your coffee.
The butter
that you put grounds of coffee.
I went to Starbucks and got a regular black cup of coffee, unsweetened, no dairy or whatever, and brought it back home and mixed butter, Kerrygold, and some coconut oil. Couldn't do it, man. I was like,
Kerrygold's the all
grass fed
unsalted butter. Which I highly recommend. We'll get into another podcast.
Yeah, we'll save saturated fats for Rob.
Yeah.
But I mean, I definitely enjoyed the effects of it. It gave me energy and stuff and helped suppress like that morning appetite and stuff.
Dude,
like that.
I had a macchiato today. I can't even say. I wish they made it something else.
What is a macchiato?
I don't know. It's half like soy milk and half something else.
Soy milk? Dude. You get that Monsanto shit?
You can get it soy.
Yeah, because I can't handle it on lactose, kind of. But, dude, I was at my interview, and when I drink coffee or something, I have to be doing something because I just not good with caffeine. And I was at my interview just sweating, and then, like, my heart, I could see my heart coming on my shirt. I was freaking out, dude. I thought I was gonna have to like throw up and walk out like that. I was like, I'm gonna be on Reddit posting a story today. I fucked up and threw up in my interview. But no, some girl actually left and she was doing great. She started off the whole thing and then, like, we second question came around. She said, "Sorry, this group interview is out of my I forget the word she said. Basically, she's out of her element. Yeah, out of her element, and she freaking walked out.
Dude, crazy, some people can't hang, man.
Yeah, dude, it blew anxiety. My
mind. I think I could help her with some diet tips, dude. Bring your anxiety.
Anxiety is just a mental thing. Yeah. But anyways, where were we at again? Oh, coffee.
Yeah. So, I would address Clinton's coffee claim because, like, Starbucks doesn't have that good quality coffee, and anyone can chime in.
I don't know. I got a gift card there so I'm just like...
It's pretty good.
Well, okay, so I've had Starbucks coffee, and I've had, like, Folgers. I never drank coffee growing up because my dad drank, like, shitty Folgers. So I never drank coffee.
That's a man's
coffee. We're talking like plain straight black coffee.
Yeah.
Like the specialty drinks that you're referring to.
I mean,
So.
Everybody knows the specialty drinks.
Yeah.
Because those are good. Jack it up with sugar.
You're not going to get a Blizzard at Baskin
Robbins. You're not going to get a Blizzard.
No, like, so Zach introduced me, good friend Zach, introduced me to the Key Rig coffee stuff, which I think is better because it's packaged, it's sealed, and it's probably higher quality coffee. I mean, it's expensive comparatively.
Yeah. Like I said, it's free for me, so I was just that was what I had.
So and I love it. And I had coffee at work one time when it was really bad coffee. Like it was bad. So there is like there's degrees of quality in coffee. And the coffee I drink, I think, is fairly good. It's the stuff from Costco. It's organic, and it's, like, fair trade and all that. And like I said, it's in the Keurig K-Cup, so it's sealed. There's no, like, spoilage or anything. So, and I just think it's better. So, but,
I'm definitely down to try.
Yeah. We just kind of got to figure out what time during the day. It's not a post-workout thing or something. But maybe in the morning, come over before we go to Ali's thing or Saturday. Yeah, I'm not sure.
You can get backflips off the wall.
Yeah.
Dude, yes.
So, let's kind of back off the whole food thing. We'll switch it over to Iron Man 3.
Dude, I enjoyed it. I'm going to have to see it again, though, for sure. It was kind of
Troll.
Troll.
Dude, can you explain what you mean by troll? Like, how did they troll us?
When you saw the trailer, what the hell did you think was gonna happen? Like, did you think spoiler alert.
Yeah, right now, we're gonna talk about Iron Man 3, obviously, so if you haven't seen it, you might want to stop this and come back to it.
I haven't seen it, I'm staying.
Yeah. Yeah, Keith's a man, alright?
Spoil nothing for me. I got a Harley, bitch. No, It starts off with Eiffel 65. The biggest blockbuster of the summer for me, probably, because I'm
not AC/DC as you might.
Yeah, yeah.
Not AC/DC, not T.I., and not Skrillex, not whatever you think was gonna come. Eiffel 65. I mean, it just blew my mind. That's one. Two.
How is that a troll, though?
It's like it blew your mind, Justin.
Oh, that's like, okay.
What do you think?
Here's The Dark Knight Rises. I'm going to start it off with the Margarita.
So it's supposed to be like, it's like a serious movie, but then they start out with like a goofy song.
Yeah, exactly.
So it kind of breaks.
No, yeah, I mean.
But I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. I enjoyed it, but it was just trolling a little bit. They could have just, what's the guy, Rick Astley? Yeah. Like, if they would have did that.
Rickroll.
They probably... He should have Rickrolled us. And then you see the trailer. You see this guy. You see this... The Mandarin, he's called, right? And he seems like he's going to end Tony Stark's life. Like, it's this old dude by... An old dude.
What's his name? John Kingsley? Kingsley?
Kingsley, yeah.
Ben Kingsley.
Yeah. And... I remember him from Love Guru, because he's the one that trains Mike Myers.
Tickle.
And he has the bucket of piss, the mop piss, and he smacks Mike Myers with it, and he has that off eye. And he's just like so like stupid, like corny,
goofy
Mike Myers movie. And I was like, oh, that's the Mandarin one. And not only is he that in the freaking movie, because he turns out to be an actor.
In the movie, he's like
He's a decoy.
He's a decoy
villain.
He's not even a villain.
He's not the real.
He actually seems like a funny guy to hang out with.
Yeah, he does seem like a cool guy.
I don't know. I was reading some stuff though that he might be the real deal. Like it's just all giant.
No, that
double face, double
Iron Man 4.
That dude was told straight up no. That's not
his switcheroo.
Because I think, don't quote me, but like Thanos, which is going to be the big villain of Avengers, gave him the rings. So I don't know. I mean, don't.
Yeah, I heard there's some sort of power rings that goes on.
That was okay. That's what the Mandarin normally has. But
huh.
I don't think if that happens, I don't think he's doing a bluff. I think he gets some rings and he's like, oh, and actually becomes the Mandarin or something like that.
It could be. Stumbles upon.
Because the dude, I mean, come on.
He's goofy. But villains are good at being, you know.
But that would be the corniest.
But I mean, they
cheesy.
Had they
that
had the
would,
whole backstory
like,
of him. Well, I mean,
that's one thing that
I don't think the I don't think the other guy would have been the decoy,
like a double.
I think it would be like the apprentice and the master maybe. And like one is the other.
The day after we saw it Thursday on Friday, I was just like looking up a bunch of reviews people had done what they thought about it, and so I just looked up, you know, and that's just what people were saying. People had theories, you know, conspiracy theories as far as how that's gonna all troll into phase two, but.
What are your other thoughts, Justin?
Well, the only thing I didn't like was the storyline seemed kind of forced, which I hope they're not going to keep doing. Just because, like, the whole movie was based off of that 10-minute segment in the beginning. Like, here are the characters, remember these characters, they're going to be the whole movie. Like, as opposed to, like, I like when movies, like, lead on, like, you remember that character from, you know, the second movie? Well, he turns out to do this and then this, like, kind of like a build up to something like that. To me, it was just kind of, I don't know.
Like they had all the characters up front.
They're like, oh, here are these people. We've put this scene in there just because we're setting up this movie for this.
Just to validate.
Yeah.
Everything. Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, and then the whole fighting scene, the super soldiers, I didn't understand how they were super soldiers. Like, they're like more Marvel. Yeah, they're like more like, not Marvel, but X-Men mutant-ish. Like, they could bounce and...
I read another review about that.
Yeah, it's like, jumping around.
Kind of like, what... Or no, not a review. I was talking to a coworker how, like... Yeah. And they're all, like...
Yeah, I thought they were just soldiers who were flame...
on fire. I'll just call them flamers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could. I mean, that's literally what
they're fine flamers.
Yeah, like...
But,
And then Tony Stark calls, like, all his whatever bots, and it's like, well, he waited the entire time to do that until that moment, like...
Yeah, they were trying to build off the, you know,
the conflict.
Struggles, yeah,
and
the
all,
conflict.
Dude, he had 100, like, suits. They could have... One of them could have killed all those guys.
Yeah. Like, they... Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be, like,
they
shoot
them
all.
They were, like, kamikaze suiciding to destroy a robot. Like, what? No, stupid.
Yeah.
But
that's how you have to, like, play it up. Like, there has to be casualties, and there has to be fights and struggles.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and then the guy got super crazy strong at the end.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know. I thought there should have been more. It was more like, here it is, boom, did it quick, there's Iron Man 3, have it, eat it, there you go.
Digest it, poop it out,
come
back next
year. Give us your money.
Shut up and give me.
But I gotta say, Robert Downey Jr. is a great actor. The way he speaks, he's so quick and, like, to memorize that, and it's him.
He's definitely, Iron Man.
And he talks like that in real life, too.
Do you ever watch those, like, Patrick Stewart things, like shorts where he's like sleeping, he's like, you thought I was sleeping. Acting. I pretend to be someone else. And then I think that was
American Dad.
I think that was the guy who played Gandalf. There was a skit where he did something like that where he's like, well, you see, I'm not Gandalf, but I pretend I'm Gandalf. And then the director says cut. He tells me to stand here. He tells me to say this. I do that. Acting. It's not that hard. But, back to Iron Man.
Yep. But, yeah, I don't know. The ending. Did you stay for the credits?
No, I didn't stay after because I just kind of want to leave. Sean had to get into a soccer game. We went and got sushi. So.
Ooh. Went out.
I had four nigiri rolls and I had a little bit of rice, which is the most I've ever gone off of the paleo diet. Whatever.
Sorry, kept a secret from us. Like, you didn't text us.
Huh?
You kept this from the group chat.
I didn't text anyone about it. It's not like I text someone about it.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret, bro.
Whatever.
Okay.
But rice is, like, one of the marginal things. Like, it's
would you
marginal.
Consider that your cheat meal, AJ?
No, I just hadn't had sushi, and I went, like, Randy was in town. I kind of wanted it. So I wanted to try it out. I mean, I would rather eat it, like, on, I don't know, like, cucumbers or salad or something. Just have raw fish. I mean, I'd rather do it that way. But, like I said, rice isn't all that bad.
Would you go for sushi?
What?
Where?
Where? The new sushi garden?
Because
I've never been there. It's pretty nice. A lot of breezies.
I don't feel that place too much.
Yeah.
But I go to Ichiban.
Ichiban? Yeah, I used to go there
my
a lot.
My cook hooks it up.
Yeah.
You sit at the bar over there?
Yeah.
How is it?
He told me to. He's always sat at the bar so I can hook you up.
Yeah, he just like gives you like free stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I can go there tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks. So how you liking that CrossFit, Justin?
I'm addicted.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle now.
We all four of us went today. Me, Clinton, and Keith didn't do CrossFit. We did some chest and some buys and tries and stuff. But Justin did CrossFit.
Yeah, because we got there late because I got to work late. I ran inside. Clinton waited for you guys. I get in there and they're like doing like, you know, stretches and stuff, and he's all like, you're late? I was like, yeah, he's all run two laps around the building. So I run two laps around the building, but the workouts are getting more intense, I can tell. He's doing a strength program. I guess there's going to be some weightlifting thing, competition or something. Nothing crazy, I don't think. Just like something to, you know, see.
Just something to have someone
compete
for.
Have some fun,
yeah,
something to just strive for and see where you're at. And I mean, I'm getting stronger. I mean, I just enjoy it more. It's quick. It's
for those
everything.
You walk in there and there's something that you have to do and you have to do it. It's not like walking around the gym saying, "Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I'll do 10 reps. Okay, I'm done." It's you have to do it. You have to, and there's time too. So yeah, you want to do it quickly, so it pushes you.
And compared to like our workouts, like I don't know, like it's just so different. Like I came out after my workout, and you guys were doing your thing, and I was all like,
"Let's go, let's
I was
go!"
Like, come on, like I had anxiety, like, "Come on, guys, let's do 50 times, let's do it, bro." And like, yeah, I'm getting stronger. Like, they're doing strength training. I never deadlift in my life. Like, I think we deadlift the first time, like, probably 2 months ago.
Yeah.
We could barely do, like, two plates, right?
Yeah, 245s.
Yeah, today I did 245s and 225s. So, that was, like, 305. Did that three times. I probably could have did it five times. But
was it five sets of three or three?
Five sets of five.
Oh, okay. And, so you did your last set, only three of them?
Yeah. I could have did five, but I was like, oh, I'm going to save something for the tank. Cause,
yeah.
Because that's something. I mean, we're doing squats, and, like, we're doing deep, you know, ass to grass, or it doesn't count, you know. Bench presses, my bench has gone up. Everything's gone up, and there's cardio there. You're getting everything, and it's just fun.
For those of those, I mean, CrossFit's becoming pretty popular. I think most people, if you know, know what it is and stuff. If not, you can look it up. But it starts out with heavy weight. They start you out with real heavy, usually one of the four main lifts or whatever.
Yeah, it's a buy-in.
Yeah, like deadlifts or
squats,
stuff like that. And you try and go max, so that way, you know, that helps build strength. And that's kind of like, you know, the appetizer for the workout. And then you get into, like, the core stuff, and it's like a circuit training that, you know, involves strength and cardio as well. And like I said, once you start that, the main part of it, it's timed. They time you for it, and it's a competition.
Yeah, it's either timed or rounded.
Yeah, and then after that, they usually do some core exercises. So they hit all the bases and stuff.
Tabata is called.
Tabata.
Yeah.
It's kind of like sprints.
It's interval training.
But it's good. I mean, it's definitely a full workout.
And one thing I really want to get behind is, lifting heavy, really.
Yeah.
Lift heavy. Like, if you're just starting to, you know, do weight training, get your form right, and then start lifting heavy. Because once you start doing that, you're going to see massive gains and...
Have any water or anything?
I'm good.
Stuff like that. But, yeah, I'm addicted to it.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, it is really intimidating. I mean, like, just going to a gym the first time is intimidating. Even if you've gone to, like, a bunch of gyms. The first time you walk into that one gym, you don't know where everything is. It's new people. It's new environment. Same with CrossFit. But then you get used to it. It's kind of like a culture.
Yeah,
like a subculture.
And the people there are... not intimidating at all. They're very nice.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you would never tell that this person can outlift you or whatever. It's people that look like normal people. There's pregnant girls that do it. There's overweight guys. There's guys that are powerful as heck. And then skinny guys. And there's all sorts of people that do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a race against other people. It's a race against yourself. You know, you try and do something and... just, you know, not give up and just try and finish it. I mean, it's real supportive. There's a guy that was having a little bit of trouble wrapping it up, and the guy leading the class, he had everyone gather around and just, like, support the guy and cheer him on and just help him, you know, get it done and stuff.
Yeah, I wanted to cheer him on, like, ladder. I was, like, kind of like,
let's go.
I was cheering people on today. Like, I worked out with this one dude today. He did squats with us.
Yeah.
Me and him were like, he's like, "Hey, you want to deadlift with me today?" I was like, "Yeah." So we were deadlifting, you pushing each other back and forth. It's good to have that.
Did he do the max too as you?
Yeah, he actually went higher than me.
Oh, did he? Because he didn't go as high as you guys on squats.
Yeah, he did a personal best today, PR. But yeah. Keith, so yeah, I highly recommend it. Next time you come, try it out.
I used to do, it wasn't like an organized class, but we'd meet, the rugby team would meet at like 6:30 every Tuesday and Thursday morning and do like 10-minute workouts, and they were just like
balls
to the wall. Going hard.
That's the way to do it, I think. Just lift heavy and then fast lifting.
All out, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a high-intensity interval training kind of
hit
working out, hit cardio? What was
Keith?
What was how would you compare stuff you do with hockey to like your rugby experience and stuff like that? Because I know two different sports, but I mean the training and stuff real different. I don't know what.
I haven't really like any training I did for for hockey is like personal stuff because I just play in like a recreational league. It's nothing.
You guys have practices and stuff, or just get together for games?
Yeah, we practice every Tuesday, and then we have games on Sundays. But, you know, it's nothing crazy. We'll practice for like 2.5 hours, but it's nothing.
It's nothing. That's not too crazy.
It's nothing like.
You know the movie Titanic? Practice through it every day.
It's a lot of like screwing around and like just having best shot contests and crap like that.
Kicking balls. Fun.
Slapping
balls. And like Beckham.
And with rugby, you know, it was a college team, so it was real organized.
You miss it?
I miss it a lot. It was like.
You rocking that fine ass shirt over here.
Yeah.
rugby Nike Elite shirt.
Give you lots of workout clothes.
Dude, that's tight.
That's tight.
And run your ass into the ground. Especially, like, when I first started, it was ridiculous. Like, we had an all-day camp that was just brutal. Like, they teach you how to tackle, and then you tackle. Like, that was, like, the first thing. You learned how to tackle, and then all of a sudden...
No pads either, huh?
How does it feel tackling without pads? Like, is it kind of intimidating because you're used
to
seeing football?
Well, it's a different kind of tackling with rugby.
Nice clean. Yeah. Sound a little parched over there.
Yeah, it was.
That steak got me.
I was red meat. but yeah, with what were we talking about?
Rugby.
What about
hitting people.
Hitting.
Oh, exactly.
Tackling,
yeah.
Right. So it's a different kind than football. With football, it's like head first, just you know, straight into the dude. With rugby, you try to like take the weight off of you and like wrap up a leg and just like take the leg out. You don't want to like.
You don't want to cream them.
I mean, you'll see rugby players cream each other all the time, but it's like. Let's cut that out.
Edit.
There's no cuts, dude.
There's a lot of that going on.
Is that homosexuals?
I think in San Francisco there's a whole like.
Well, that's San Francisco.
Rugby league.
Right on.
But that was cool. Anyway, you guys should use different words. Just YouTube best rugby hits. You're safe. It's YouTube.
Today I was telling Haley, or not Haley, Jaden. I was telling her. I was basically saying, if anyone talks to your mom, ask them, do they want to fall asleep? And if they say, why? It's like, because my dad's going to knock you out. So she's like, what does knockout mean? I pull up YouTube for like a bunch of highlights of UFC.
Oh my gosh.
And then I'll see, he's asleep. He's like, yeah, he's asleep, huh? I'm like, yeah.
Did you tell her about that time we played Frisbee?
Oh, you knocked me out, dude? Knocked me out 2 days ago?
Did I work today? What's going on? Dude, I gotta go.
So out of it, dude.
Sorry.
Not my teeth. No. God, that ruined the Frisbee League for us for a while. For me.
Austin Rios got knocked out too, but that
was a blind side, like cold cop. Like.
Who was that? That was you
Dayton.
Knocked him out.
Dayton.
Oh, Dayton? Okay.
Dayton.
Because I think you, I thought you were going to throw it with your right hand.
Yeah, but I throw a Frisbee left-handed.
Left-handed, yeah. So I went to go smack it before you threw it, but you switched the hands and just told, like, boom, right in the face, and I just dropped.
Dude,
yeah.
So weird, like, playing Frisbee, so many, like, people we know got knocked out, like, what?
Frisbee? Really?
Yeah.
Ultimate Frisbee?
Ultimate Frisbee's legit, because that ball just hangs in the air, and, like, I was doing some incredible stuff, like, catching it, like, putting my body on the line, like, I was getting paid millions of dollars for it. But it was fun, but, yeah. You ever got knocked out, Keith? We knock you out right now.
Yeah, I mean, at Scrappy's, I got hit in the head with a microphone.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I remember hearing about that and, like, hearing that you got hit in the head, and I felt like I wanted to... This tie into paleo, like tribal mentality, like who the fuck would hit Keith with a mic? And whoever it was, I want to beat the shit out of him. Why would you?
Have you ever
that?
Been to one of his funk shows? One of Keith's like classic.
No, but I was like, you know, from what I saw of Keith, yeah. He was like a gentle giant. You know, I was like, dude, I want to beat the shit out of this guy. Like,
yeah,
who would do
much
this?
That. I was just trying to help my friend get off the stage.
And that's what I heard, too, is that you were trying to help people out and stuff, and then you got hit. So I was, like, ready to scrap, like, little bitch, 120, and do some shit, you know.
All your Hurley gear.
Yeah. Got my backwards hat on. Let's go, Fred Durst.
You ever been knocked out?
No, I don't think so. I've done the whole
pass. Concussions?
No.
I went to a CAT scan. I've had about 3 concussions.
Yeah.
Really? I think it's had side effects.
I think so too.
Thanks.
I think your communication skills are a little low.
AJ doesn't remember what you told the night before, so.
Dude, I like to plan. You gotta in the morning, movie. Like send me a text. Yo, we're gonna go to the
AJ,
gym at this time.
Think,
pick me up at this place. I'll be there.
You think I'm bad? Wait till a woman gets in your life. It will destroy communication.
He's right. You can be ready in an hour? Okay, I'm going to take a shower, I'm going to take a 2-hour nap, and then I'll come pick you up, because that's probably when you're going to be ready.
Yeah,
that would piss me off, dude. I have no patience for that stuff. Which is probably why I don't have a girlfriend. Moving on.
I was going to ask Keith about hockey and stuff. Seems like a good full body workout. Like you're on the skates, so you got to keep balance, like your legs.
Yeah,
and you
yeah,
got to
yeah.
keep power, and
it's
then
you
got to hold the
core.
Stick.
Yeah, a lot of core, a lot of legs. Not a whole lot of upper body, like arms and stuff. But it's good to work them, work out full shots.
Work them against the boards, right?
Yeah, because it gets pretty physical too. I mean, that's one of the more. I don't know about
leagues
you're in.
Yeah, that's the benefit of. Upper body strength, but yeah, in the league I'm in, there's not a lot here.
Not too physical.
Change that. Bash Bros, man. I don't even play hockey. I'll be out there.
Six man.
Yeah.
I don't think I've hit somebody on skates since I was like 12.
Really?
Really? You don't hit people?
No. I just haven't been in a league since then. That's.
Are you still playing games right now?
Yeah.
When's the season over?
One just ended. It starts right back up again.
Oh, man.
You guys playing Sunday nights?
Yeah, Sunday nights.
I don't have to come out there again.
Beer league in it.
Beer league in it?
Right. I really want to get into organized sport. Like, I really want to
get
basketball. Or I can do soccer. Soccer's
you gotta
just
do
not.
Soccer,
I wanted to start.
It's not me.
Like, pick up soccer and stuff.
It'd be
fun. I'm okay at soccer. It's just I'm not. Like, maybe like a lower.
Yeah.
Like what's
I think
like girls and guys, because like
mix.
I'm not playing against Abu Jabard from freaking Kenya, who can hook it left and you know score goals. Like I can't do that. I tried that.
Yeah.
I was like an idiot.
I think like last summer, me, Keith, and Alex were talking about softball. We were like so into
dude,
it.
Softball.
Yeah,
like,
I'd be down for that too. Baseball.
Is that possible?
I don't think so.
Legit.
I mean, that would be tight.
I mean, cool. Just like going out with your like
Sandlot style.
However many you need, like 18 people
nine.
Or something.
Yeah, 18.
18 people, 18 of your friends, and just like playing baseball.
Yeah,
it'd be so much fun. You can play rugby, Justin.
Nah, dude.
Concussion.
Yeah.
You just said he was
prone
to concussions.
I only played for the U of A like for a year, and I probably had 2.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
What was the worst injury you got playing rugby?
My neck.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. It was just a stinger, but, like, I don't know, that set me back for, like, a month. I couldn't, you know, like, all the muscles in your neck go dead, and you have to rehab them and stuff, so.
They got pretty cool, pretty good, like, facility and trainers and stuff.
Yeah, there's, like, it's, you know, it's not as good as, like, the football team or the basketball team, but,
yeah.
You know, there's a sports medicine department. And it's like
you know, there's a head of it, and then there's, like, kids that are studying that.
Yeah.
And they're
helping you out and stuff?
Yeah.
So. Oh, man.
It's pretty dope.
Just killed that steak, man.
Dude, you still have, like, half of it left.
Yeah.
Man. That's not it's killing
Look at how red it is, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty raw.
I wish you guys could see. It's stuck to the...
It looks like a strawberry steak.
Salisbury.
I think he went to sleep.
I think Clinton went to bed.
It's night night.
We were at Clinton's house.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of tests to study for him.
Yeah, so Keith, you gonna start coming out with us a lot more, man?
Yeah, man, I need to get back in the gym. It's been a long time.
Yeah, man, we've created quite a support team, support system.
Yeah.
That goes out for anybody, like...
Yeah,
we go 30 deep in the club.
Yeah.
And the club's our gym, obvi.
Yeah, it's a good way to just kind of hang out and, you know,
yeah,
throw some weight around.
Yeah.
And
it's like an alternative to, like you're saying,
to going out and eating.
Exactly,
you can
go
to the gym and lift some weights.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, we're not all, like, kicking it at Scrappies or Dry River anymore. Like, those are, you know, RIP those days.
TYBG.
And that's kind of why, like, I want to do this, too, you know, like, hanging out at someone's house, talking on, like, someone's birthday, you know. You don't get to see your friends and have, like, conversations with them anymore, you know. So it's good to see what's going on in people's lives.
I hope you guys do this when Robert's
I don't...
Casting around a plate of meat. It's very paleo. This is a communal...
Obviously, I don't condone that behavior. But
brought it to the tribe.
Yeah. Justin is... He went out.
I'm the crudes, dude. Don't bother crude.
Oh, we got to throw a shout out there. This episode is brought to you by raw almond milk. What did I call it?
Romano milk?
Raw man milk. Raw man milk.
Speaking
like,
of creamy.
It's like almond milk, whatever. A lot of people have tried it. They like it. I'm kind of confident in it now. I wasn't before, like, you know, you like your food, but you don't know how other people react to it. But I sold a couple jars, or I gave a couple jars away, and then I said, you know, if you want more, you know, just ask for more and I'll sell it to you, so...
Yeah, so that means I'm down, or sign me up. That doesn't get anywhere. Tell them where you want to drop it
off. Like, when I post something on Facebook saying, hey, hit me up and let me know when you want it, because I need to do it, you know, within 24 hours. Don't say sign me up, because that doesn't... Okay.
There's no list.
You're on the
no
back of my mind saying, hey,
up.
I need to make this guy some almond milk, but I don't know when to get it to him, so it's never going to get
me. Are you
going to
start doing flavors?
I want to experiment with it. It's just kind of difficult to
perfect
it.
What options I got right now?
You just plain, or then sweetened with dates. I guess I could put like cocoa nibs. You want to try a chocolate one? I just haven't experimented enough with it myself.
Maybe just cocoa powder. But cocoa nibs, I don't want to like jump in here. But every time I've done cocoa nibs and something that isn't like smoothie consistency, they all just sink to the bottom, and then at the end, I just get like a big mess.
Just cocoa.
Yeah.
Cocoa crazy.
Well, it's a real deal.
You might have to like.
But you got the Vitamix, so I shouldn't. I'm
even when I do it in the Vitamix, I put it in my coffee sometimes, but it does collect at the bottom. I think you need to turn it into a cocoa powder.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't know if it's gonna like dissolve or anything.
That's why you got cocoa powder in there, huh?
Mm-hmm. So.
Jelly.
Yeah.
And it's just cocoa. There's no like
really
metals. You can try some.
Can you make chocolate milk out of that?
We can try it right now.
Where'd you get it?
Chocolate almond milk.
That right there at Whole Foods.
Like cocoa?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the Hershey's makes it.
I want to try that for the girls.
They call it
like chocolate milk.
It's called baking. They call it for baking because that's what
like baking
people
chocolate
normally use it for. But
you can make a cocoa powdered almonds, yeah. Roast
probably,
those or something, the almond. By the way, almonds and honey.
Dude, I got you on.
You don't
that,
know me,
man.
Money. So this body, AJ got me hooked, man.
I'll get you hooked on anything and everything. I'll change your mind. I'll change your life, man.
Pause, bro.
No.
Yeah, man. I think we can wrap it up, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to say, like, there are a lot of people who, like, we want to be inclusive. Like, I want people to come to the gym with us. Like, I don't want people to be like, hey, they're just going to the gym thinking they're better than everyone. Like, I mean, anyone can come as long as we have enough. Like, each one of us has one where we could bring someone. And so people want to come out, get into it, try it out. It's, you know, no pressure. We got Keith coming out. I'm going to try and get Zach. But it's kind of up to you guys to put it out there. So I think next time we're going to have Ken Williams on the podcast. We're trying to get his his lady friend who is, like, she's getting a health.
I think she's finishing up her... bachelor's, and she's getting some... she's finishing up some classes, and she's going to go get go to grad school here to be a physical therapist.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely health-orientated. But, we'll get Ken on, and then we'll talk to him, see if she would be interested in doing it.
Yeah, because I don't want to, like, try and argue with someone and tell them they're wrong, but I'd like to have... It'd be nice to have conversations, because you don't always know what the alternative views are, especially when you listen to what the quote-unquote, like, establishment is putting out there. Because you don't know how...
I definitely agree with you. It's like, she's going to have to learn things. You know, she's going to be taught a certain way by them, but that might not be how she feels, you know? But she's going to have to learn that for the purpose of, you know, getting into that field. But she might do it, like she might be just like you as far as doing independent research and having her own opinions on the matter. And,
sure.
But, you know, she has to study...
Every season or Arrested Development?
I have 2 and 3. Why, you want to borrow one?
No, that's all on Netflix. I have all of them too.
Yeah, it probably is on Netflix. I'm all watching it.
Where's the DVD?
Your season's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, 23rd.
There's a new season. They're never gonna make the movie though,
right? Yeah, they're gonna make the movie.
It's a Netflix original. So it's all
Okay. They're
gonna cut
out. House of Cards. Does anyone want to watch House of Cards?
I want to, but I don't have time.
I watched like the first like 1.5 episodes. It's pretty good. Like Kevin Spacey does a good job, but it's kind of one of those like mundane type shows where there's not too much going on. It's just a lot.
You have to pay attention.
Yeah,
because I like to put on TV shows and then, like, do other.
So. Yeah, multitasking.
Yeah.
I use Clinton's account.
No.
So, if you ever jump on there to Clinton's account, I think who else cheers? Like, your brother's on there too.
My brother-in-law and I don't know who else. I know Ken was, but excuse me, I don't know if he's.
But
I think he's.
It is. My girls have. It looks like I'm a pedophile, dude. It is like, oh, you watched Sarah Goes to Greek School. You might like, and this will, dude, it takes me forever to get to normal shows that I want to watch.
Yeah, some of the way they, like, redesigned it, I don't like too much, because it does bring up, like, just kind of categories of stuff, and then what you would like, and it's not...
You watch this, you might like this, or watch it again.
And what if you watch something and you didn't like it, and then it just keeps you...
So that's why you rate it. I'll go back and look, but I probably watch over, like, 1,000... It's got to be like in the 1,500 movies or documentaries or stuff. So,
what?
Yeah. Because I rated... I went back and rated all the movies that I watched before.
Dude. He looked and then looked over his...
Yeah.
But I think it's a lot. I mean, a lot of people know it.
All documentaries.
No, movies or shows. Yeah.
I was like, damn.
I know. I was like, documentaries on what?
I probably watched like
30
documentaries. I'd say like on a lot of different topics. Like food was probably 10, at least 10 on there. A couple soccer, sports, stuff like that.
Psychedelics.
Yeah, I watched Joe Rogan's like DMT, the Spirit Molecule. Well, he hosts it, but some other guy.
What? You watched it?
So
you
haven't seen it?
Skip it.
What did he say?
We'll have to get more in depth, but like, okay, so DMT is dimethyltryptamine or tryptophan or... It's not tryptophan.
Mm-hmm. Tryptamine.
It's dimethyl something. But, it's something...
I'm tripping balls.
It's a molecule that's found in humans' brains. I don't know if it's found in other animals or whatever, but I think it is. But they think it's like released from the pituitary gland when you're born, when you die, and when you dream. So it like, it's a power. It's the most powerful.
Born, dream, and dead.
Yeah. Okay. So they think so that's why they call it the spirit molecule, because it's like it opens your consciousness. We'll get more into it. But like I was talking to Keith about it, and there could be some connection to like human development, like with psychedelics and spirit molecule and stuff. Like it's opened your consciousness, and then like we learn so much, and that's why there's like,
dude, deja vu scares the shit out of me. I'll end on that note.
I do have deja vu sometimes. Yeah. Like I'm like, I've done this exactly like this before.
Dude,
like,
doesn't it blow your mind? Like,
it's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
we'll get into like a mental psycho.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
I've listened to some psychology stuff too. Yeah. So, all right. So thanks for listening again. We're gonna have Ken on. I think we're gonna have Rob after that, before he leaves, because he's leaving us. That's
good. We got some people.
Where did
he decide?
He's gonna go start
on Clueless 3.
Dude,
yes.
He's going to UCLA.
He's gonna be the new Paul Rudd.
But I'm gonna try and get. We're trying to get Zach on. Trying to get Sean on. Some people who want to get on. Miles, talk about video games. He's been hitting me up about it. So, like I said, hit me up. If you enjoy the podcast, you know, come on.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Worked out with
stuff.
Us, ate with us.
Exactly.
Thanks for the food.
We're breaking bread and we're breaking iron skulls, man.
No bread, though.
No bread. That's not paleo. Don't eat that crap. All right, guys. Thanks again.
Thanks.